and the stream is up. I want to welcome everybody back to the cycling vlog for the 25th of June 2018. And on this episode of the cycling vlog, I want to talk about time and commitment and how much that I'm putting into it and how much you have to sort of expect to put into it. First off, with commuting back and forth to work, there's 4 rides a week that are sort of built into my day. So in the morning, it takes me between 35 and 40 minutes to get to work. And then on the way home, you're looking at 45 to 50 minutes. Sometimes I extend the on ride or the after work ride home. And I generally do, it's sort of a loop that kind of goes around. I might bring up maps afterwards. My ride to work is leisure. The actual intensity part of the workout would come afterwards. So that being said, you're looking at an hour and a half, 2 hours a day, and that's just in the ride itself. The mileage part of it would be, if it's just to and from work, it's like 11 and a half miles each way. So that would be 23 miles a day if I just went to and from. When I extend the loop on the backside of the day, generally you're looking at 35 if I go out through the backside of Orrville and then loop back around. That being said, Fridays, especially if I go into work early, Fridays I tend to run the same as with Sunday. Each day I do something as far as like riding or running. And at the end of the week, generally the Thursday or Friday workout is more of an active recovery day. You kind of have to give your body a break. And then every 10 to 14 days, I'll take like 2 days off the bike altogether. One, I try to have some type of personal life. Things like, you know, mowing the grass and those things that you're supposed to do off of the bike. And that's just the riding portion. The eating portion, once you sort of get in the hang of how you're going to do your food, like myself personally, I eat 4 to 5 times a day, never less than 4, maybe more than 5, but generally 5 is a limit. Right now, I'm right around 3,000 to 3,200 calories a day. And where that may seem like a lot, here's my pro tip of the day. Right now I use 2 condiments. I use mustard and I use hot sauce. And that's it. I mean, I've salt and pepper, that type. But anything that would be like, I don't know, ketchup or anything like that, there's not really any room for it. And the reason I say that is a couple years ago, once I decided I was just going to use all like regular food, not 100% organic, but fairly close. And the way that it worked out was I could take in more calories, I could eat more often, and I was still losing weight. So I can't prove it. All I know is the way that it worked for me is if you see things on a label that you can't pronounce, chances are you shouldn't be eating it anyway. And 2, it also increases the rate that you're going to lose weight. So that's sort of a guideline I try to use. Very few things are prepackaged, other than my oatmeal. And the oatmeal itself is the type that you have to cook. It's not quick oats. It's not instant. The stevia that I'm using is rather expensive. If you look at the packaging, the stevia itself, some of it's a dextrose base, and it's not like true, I don't want to say it's not true stevia, but there's more in it than just the plant itself. And that gets a little costly. Anyway, but the way that it works is I stay with basically eggs. I eat at least a half dozen eggs a day. Red meat. I do a little bit of chicken. I try to do some fish, and dark greens, kale, broccoli, asparagus. Dark greens are sort of a, at least for me, I can actually tell a little bit of a difference as far as my energy levels go. So, but that's it. Your diet is going to be boring, but it's good that it's boring because you don't have a lot of time. So, if you don't have a lot of time doing and meal the meal prep part of it, especially like with the eggs, you can hard boil them and you can throw them in just about anything with a small ice pack and you can take them anywhere. And I do that quite a bit. So, that's what I have as far as the time commitment. So when you look at the amount of time you spend on eating and the time that you spend on training, there's not a lot left. So especially this time of year, your sleeping tends to increase because the workouts are so intense. I highly recommend the concept of journaling until you get your OCD in place and how you pattern your day. I highly recommend writing down everything. Write down what you eat, what time you do it, how you sleep, and eventually you'll get into sort of a groove to where the people around you can actually tolerate you and you're still getting in your training and your eating and sleeping. Remember, there's only 24 hours in a day. If you have to make extra money, you can always get another job. But if you can't make more time, remember that. Your time is very important. So that's all I have for this episode of the cycling vlog. I'm going to try and get back into filming some of the stuff. That's a little bit tough right now, the way that my bike's set up, because I'm using my phone as a as my cycling computer. I'm not going to take that Canon SL2 on my bike and try and film at the same time. That's just not going to happen. So, but we're going to work something out. We'll get everything in place. But that's what I have. If you have any comments or anything, then you want to get a hold of me, you can look up pretty much anything O'Malley's Adventure and you will find me. I'm not allowed to say, I guess, what platforms I'm on, but I'm going to do this. This way, if you're looking to get into the cycling vlog, you can find it here. And hopefully the our friends at YouTube don't see that. But anyway, that's how you can do it. If you like the videos, hit the like button. If you really like it, hit the subscribe button. And if you give me a thumbs down, let me know why. But I hope to see you back. And until next time, stay sharp, keep it tight, shot group, and rock on.